join me in this meditative excursion. As we have done previously, please ensure that you are sitting upright comfortably and that you have water nearby in the event you need it. And so, gently close your eyes and take three inhale and exhale cleansing breaths. And do your best to clear your mind of the chatter that often goes on, of the day's events and what I forgot to do and what I need to do and whatever. And allow yourself to join me in this excursion. Please gently relax your eyes, beloveds. Breathe in and out. Pay attention to the beautiful rhythm of your breath. Please join me in an opportunity available to those who wish. We can utilize our mind's eye and soul's imagination. Gently usher away the events of the days and tomorrows, breathing in a lifetime to your soul's emanations. That was so deftly designed and created by our divine spirit. I am certain you can with ease. Just breathe and relax as easy as you please. Traverse the beauty of nature, a present and beautiful endowment of our human legacy. Let your intention and attention grapple with the ebb and flow of the blue and crystalline waters you have seen in your dreams during day and night. They remind us of the ebb and flow in our lives, and at times our inability to manage and cope with unanticipated change. Our humanity reminds us there is a relationship to the natural order of life, and water, like air, is the fundamental building block of all things. From water, we receive much of the things necessary for our existence. Please continue to breathe, beloveds, and take in the panoramic views of our lives and the direction you seek to journey, keeping in mind there are often stops and starts as we valiantly climb the hills, descend into valleys, struggle with peaks, and then seek solid land. Take time to notice the rolling hills, the green and not so green areas, reminding us of the subtleties of one's life, never flowing in one direction. And if we see ourselves in different epochs of our life's history through the prism of water, there too lies the multidimensionality of difference. Invite opportunities within your soul's identity and expression to cleanse the accumulation of pain and hurt, which may mar our potentialities, but do not linger. Infuse yourself with the loving expression of love our Creator has set before us. Sometime, floating above the realities of life offers as much needed respite when the bomb is not clear. Ah, yes. Experience the vibrancy of springtime flowers, reminding us that indeed change is ever present. Sail away, sweet children, on the magic ship detained to manifest your dreams. Continue on to a faraway land, crossing many different waters and terrain. Continue on to different lands with people of different races, languages, and customs. Here you will find essential aspects of our Creator's presence and an opportunity for you to love your brothers and sisters as you indeed are loved. As you traverse, notice things both big and small, the fruits of the earth and the rising moon at dusk, all indications of the presence of a wondrous divine. Be reminded of all things which have been said before. Repeat them over and over as need arises. Breathe and be sure. Love will always remain, even when we are no more. Whatever your path, your purpose, or the reasons for your existence, we all must work through the circle of life and the things that impact our soul's evolution. Know that you have spirit and others who will help in mastering the skills, resolve, support, and help lead you to an eventual resolution. Be mindful, beloveds. You are loved.